Hey, I'm Axel.
I'm John.
I'm Chris.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
We have a special guest star today, Chris.
Chris.
Unrestrained Radio. Is joining
so
us.
Thank you.
And sitting him across from Chris, as usual, is Frankie, our producer.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other host of Unrestrained Radio.
I continue to sit here. Anxiously awaiting whatever Chris brought us.
Well, see, I'm
sipping it right now, what Chris brought us.
Yeah, it's a new year. I felt like I should share with you guys.
Well, what is it exactly?
You gave a gift to the bakery?
Yeah, a gift. Yeah, it's called Triple Carmelite, apparently. I don't know.
New beer.
It's a beer.
New beer.
Yes.
Came in like a champagne wine bottle.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Pretty
fancy
wild.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
With a trigger hair cork.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just popped that cork off like he's Jesse James over here.
You could will
just
that cork.
I almost killed somebody. I'm very sorry. I was not ready for it.
Yeah, you're knocking over pots and pans. And
wow, but it's actually quite nice.
It's really
It goes
cool.
down really well.
Wild. Yeah. Very tasty.
Holy shit.
Nice and grainy. It's from Belgium.
I don't even really like beer. And I like this.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I'll drink it for the effect and everything. It's good.
For the effect?
But I'm not going to, like, ask for it over a Coke, like, on a taste test.
Well.
Come on. On a taste test.
What?
Whoa.
No, I agree. I'll agree there.
Thank you.
This could erupt into gang warfare here.
Yes.
Listen, you know.
Bring it is all I got to say.
You know, like doing this show. And I know Chris enjoys your show, and you guys got the weed and everything. But if you're going to talk shit on beer to two guys from Unrestrained Radio,
that's true.
Shit's about to get crazy.
We have the weed and burr for a little bit. I forgot.
Well, today you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually you just have weed and
weed and water.
Weed and
water.
It's good. We hydrate.
Well, last time I teased a story about scotch tape. I'll go through that again. Now, Chris, did you know scotch tape emits a light when peeled from its roll?
Like an inner light.
It's called triboluminescence.
Awesome.
Isn't that a trip?
Yes.
And,
it's quite the trip.
So,
it's scientists, like a bug.
Scientists at UCLA, after hearing claims made by some guy in 1950 about, you know, triboluminescence and light emitted and blah, 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 they ran a series of tests on scotch tape and found out that it also gives off X-rays.
Wait, are you saying tape right now? Like if we went to the store now, that scotch tape.
If we just got ourselves a roll of scotch tape.
Absolutely.
It's emitting
we
X-rays.
We could take an X-ray.
Yes.
So we can give ourselves cancer.
What?
Well, you got to be
cancer. X-rays?
Well, yeah, I mean, if someone who's way into tape.
X-rays.
I'm excited to see people now hold scotch tape at arm's length away from themselves as they peel it.
I'm not going to treat it the same. Hell no.
Oh, man.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Like a lead suit.
Yeah. You get one of those vests like when you go get an X-ray.
Yeah.
I think there's some in the bakery right now. We better like get rid of that shit.
throw
go off at any moment.
Yeah. It's only when it's peeled, though. It produces the X-rays and this and that. The students at UCLA put the roll of tape in a vacuum sealed chamber on two spindles and then unrolled it and before they unrolled it they put a Geiger counter to it and you know nothing was happening. Geiger counter counts radiation in the air. They started unrolling it, the thing went nuts,
just
clicking all over the place and shit. And later they used dentist x-ray film, you know, probably about 1 inch by 1 inch, and one of the students x-rayed his finger
with
a bunch of those.
Oh, using just the scotch tape.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
That's hazardous.
That's a trip, right?
It's downright, like, I've heard someone, like, I know, like, that was allergic to scotch tape. Yeah. They said it was, like, the adhesives and stuff. Now I'm like,
I lost an uncle to scotch tape.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah, I remember that.
The silent killer.
It was a sad funeral.
Yeah.
Killed too young by scotch tape.
Maybe that's why in Christmas, like, the death toll rises. I was wrapping all the gifts, you know, just like,
unbeknownst to most, it's actually the cancerous time of the year. A lot of people with fingernail cancer.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Good old duct tape. That's why I always use that, man.
Duct tape instead of scotch tape?
I stick with duct tape. I actually don't really use scotch tape because yeah, I wanted something to stick forever, not for like the 20 minutes that scotch tape lasts, frankly.
Well, I'm actually going the other way. I'm a fan of masking tape.
Ooh, really?
The white
Why?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you can write on it very stuff. Easily. It's a good time. It's always a party with masking tape.
That stuff's coming off.
Yeah, it's just not very strong is what it is. Its adhesive does not stick very well to
certain like,
materials.
Those electrical tapes, actually.
Like, that shit sucks.
What are you talking about? Like it's the felt ones?
It leaves all sorts of gunk.
Yeah, and you can't tear it for shit.
No, it's like made of rubber.
That's what you get your little knife for and cut it. Like, you guys are already using your teeth and shit on this duct tape?
Yeah.
Well, listen, all I have is a wasp
like a man.
Knife. So every time I try to cut it, it freezes it. And that's no good. Damn wasp knives. Shouldn't have gotten the cheapo $400 one.
Freeze you to death. I was reading a cool article about the celestial sphere. Have you ever heard of that?
Maybe. Sounds like something I would have heard of.
Seems like you've heard of it. It's an imaginary sphere used in astronomy.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically like an imaginary like globe that encircles the Earth. And so if you think about it, all objects in the sky can be thought of as projected upon the celestial sphere.
So the sphere is something the Earth exists in.
Exactly. It's gotcha. The Earth's the core of the sphere.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so it's a way of like exploring like quadrants of the sky mm-hmm. and just like, mapping out the sky. And it's using in astronomy. It has like poles and an equator.
Uh-huh.
And it can even like lead to like, it's like a star globe. And I was just thinking like we should get a star globe for the for the Dubious Bakery. Like last episode we needed a normal globe. And so now I think we need a star globe for the coming future. Because, you know, future's happening whether we like it or not. John,
I mean,
Chris.
It's hard to disagree.
That's crazy. The future is going to happen.
I think we do need a star globe.
Yeah.
Now, would this star globe project the stars onto like the walls and shit? Because that'd be really cool. Be
imagine, like an inner light and then like little pricklies. So like it would just surround the room.
That's kind of cool. I have a story out of Australia. Trying to be international. Oh, I have another one, too.
I love Australia.
Might get to it this year.
I love Australia.
International.
Yeah. scientists in Sydney have mapped the platypus's genome.
What?
Finally. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. I was thinking in my head last night, right before I was like, when am I going to figure this out?
Good news for you, Chris.
I know. Now I can sleep well at night.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Sean.
The mammal is currently classified as a, or the platypus is currently classified as a mammal, and it because it of its fur and feeding its young with milk from its tit.
Well, yeah.
So
ooh, sexy.
In mapping its genome,
it's getting hot in here, huh?
They found gene characteristics shared with reptiles, birds, and some unique only to the platypus.
So does that mean like? At one point in its evolution, it was like a lizard of some sort?
I have no idea what that means.
I'm like,
that's like a threesome right there between the bird, the beaver,
that,
I guess.
Like, what like, how many evolution cycles have like humans been through and stuff? Like, if you kept going far back enough in time. Like,
oh,
we haven't been reptiles or anything, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't feel like I used to be a reptile.
I wish
like,
I was.
We're like moles or something, or like dinosaurs or anything.
Moles?
Yeah, like little those little creatures that dig in the...
Yeah.
Not in your skin, moles.
Yeah.
Gross.
Not like that.
Why
Chris.
Would I... I wouldn't want to be that.
I'm thinking like a kangaroo rat. Something that stands up.
You'd
want
to be that?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm guessing something that would... Some sort of rodent that would stand up.
Oh, we're
up.
Talking about like level
Good
of revolution
call.
Here.
Yeah,
he is too.
Tendency.
Like, at one point we were that, and then we got bigger.
That's what I'd guess, but you know, who knows? So, yeah, it's just it's interesting because this thing... Did you guys know the platypus has venom?
Really?
Has toxic venom.
Really?
That it injects through spurs on the inside of its back legs.
It's pretty cool.
So you have to get, like, heel kicked by a platypus to get venomized?
Yeah.
Huh.
Jesus. And it's...
it's kind of weird.
Jesus.
It has spurs?
It's a fucking weird animal. The first time they got it at the first time anyone ever found one, they killed it, stuffed it, and mailed it to some official and blah blah blah. The official opened it up and said, "No way, this is real," and ended up trying to tear the beak off of it to see if the taxidermist.
They just like attached a beak to something else.
That's pretty disgusting.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Just a fraction Jesus of like the Christ. Weird creatures that Earth has produced. Like,
you think so?
There's been so many mass there's been so many mass extinctions too that like we haven't even seen the half of it. Never will.
Well, yeah, but I think the platypus pretty much takes the cake on fucking weird things.
Yeah, that's true. The platypus is pretty wild.
And embarrassment.
It's got a kick-ass name. I'll admit that. That name's pretty badass.
Throw platypi on top of the Swedes and Riverside. That'll be wiped out if I'm king.
Really? You don't like platypi?
Not anymore.
Platypi?
Now that I know they're poisonous. But the only way to actually be stricken by that poison is to get heel kicked by one. I'm not going to put anybody through that indignity.
You have to sneak up on one. You'll, like, kick you from behind.
Well, Ooh. Now you have to sneak up from ahead.
A ninja platypus?
Huh? They all?
Yeah. They could exist. I don't know.
They've got so many talents. Why not be a ninja?
I was
what talents?
He can build
Stop
a
right
dam.
There. Stop
he
right
can
there.
Swallow that's food whole.
That's
he,
a,
can,
right.
He can sting you, and he can lay eggs. And he can feed you milk from his tits.
They lay eggs?
Touche.
Yeah.
Are they birds?
I say, well done, platypus.
They're a trippy creature, man. They're God's joke.
They're just like what God did with all the spare parts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I bet this would look cool.
It's like, well, here's some eggs. I got a bill for you. Hey, you know what? How about like some spurs? Yeah, I had those lying around.
I had some poison to those spurs, too.
The platypus is what happened when God played Spore. Oh, nobody got it.
I like that game. No, yeah, I got it.
Sorry, I was...
Jesus Christ.
I was reading this article about integrating technology with humans right now. It's a quadriplegic hunter can control a shotgun with a breathing tube.
I saw that. That is a lazy fucking hobbyist.
What do you think about that?
Just, I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
I think if you're a paraplegic, you should just die.
It costs about... Whoa.
Wow.
Sorry.
That is
Sorry.
Not
it's really bringing it.
For Sorry. The Dubious Bakery.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's extreme.
Sorry, that's I don't know.
I could see maybe if you were them wanting maybe to do that, because I don't know, that's kind of a crazy way to live. But if they decide to do that, then more power to them.
Did you happen to see the rig it took to get him to hunt?
Yeah, it cost $16,000 versus a new
really?
Shotgun just cost $250.
To shoot a deer? Like, really?
And he needs help, too.
I assume he needs help.
Because a friend needs to set up the contraption and turn the safety off. And then he can, like, aim it and fire it. But, you know, it's one small step towards, you know, making him integrating him into, like, a RoboCop-like thing.
Let's not waste our
one
time
small
helping
RoboCop
the paraplegic
step.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think they're, the last people we want to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
They're the perfect people to test out technology, though.
You test out technology
on
paraplegics. You don't, you know, you don't try to use it to help them hunt.
Yeah, why isn't he spending this money like on a foundation to help
find a cure?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Something.
No, find a cure.
He's kind of older, you know. By the time he gets our cure is, you know, available, he's gonna probably be dead. So he's gonna try to, you know, reclaim what he lost and try to hunt again. So now he kind of can. It's something he couldn't do.
I don't know. I say find another hobby.
Find another hobby.
Yeah,
you're quadriplegialist.
What?
Abyss. You heard of
what?
I don't know the term yet, but you're anti-quadriplegic.
No,
I feel.
I am?
We are?
Yeah.
Chris is.
We're not anti those things, okay?
I just said they should. I don't know.
Right.
I see.
We would just like for them to stop being treated like people.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Are you guys against... So what would you if I saw one on the street? What would I do? Would I look at him or not look at him?
You look at him and spit.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, preferably man. To the other side. I mean, we're still just God fearing people. But,
no, you know. Yeah. Well, like you look at them because they don't want to be treated any different, right? And so
exactly.
If you wanted to look at them, you would.
Yeah. If you turn away too quickly, then you're being insulting. Yeah. What I would say is, if you see one on the street, tag its ear. And that way we can see what it's doing like a year from now.
I see. That's one way.
Take a blood sample right there
right,
and then
right.
compare it to a year later.
Oh, why? Getting spicy here.
Pet it first, though, so it doesn't try to bite you while you're doing it.
I really don't like Frankie's world as king. It scares the hell out of me.
Good night, Riverside. Seriously. That's where that world's going.
Well, What, you added some other place to it. Where was it?
Well, Sweden.
Sweden, that's right.
Well, I don't like the Swedes. The land itself, I'm cool with. Riverside, I will actually just blow up.
Jeez,
Riverside, it's over. All right. But the Swedes, they're gone.
I don't understand this.
I see, like, just...
It was last episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like a cloud-covered...
Platypi have just been added to the list.
Yeah.
Wasteland, it sounds like.
The world is like... Life ceased to exist.
A castle, the end.
Swedes, Riverside... Everybody else is fine. By the way, since we have, an Asian-ish guest with us, I think before you put my world down, we should explain to him that you want a beard world.
What?
I hang on.
What?
Last episode, why? I said if I was king, beards would make a comeback. Now, I didn't mean it was mandatory
for
everybody.
Did. Yeah, he did.
Definitely.
He had a look in his eye. That was like, if he really was king, yeah.
Everyone who can grow a beard must grow a beard. Yeah.
That's not true. Well, who are you to tell me what I would do as king?
I think he's like, he's quietly saying, I'm going to kill all the Asians in the world.
Did I? Thank you very much. What did I say last episode, gentlemen? There goes the Asians.
Listen, sir, when I am king, and if you don't follow my rule, you have something wrong with my rule, there will be trouble.
There will be trouble.
Good night, Asia. Are gone. Yeah.
Good night, Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just getting rid of Riverside. Everybody hates
just,
Riverside.
That's just your fault.
Jeez. So wait, are the people with like... The really huge beards, are those like the wealthy?
Not at all. Ooh. It's just I'm tired of shaving and going to work. Like I have to work in a place where, you know, if I grew a beard, it would be unsightly and unprofessional.
Why don't you become a lumberjack?
But he wants to change the stigma of beards is what he wants to do. He wants to have a beard without people bitching.
But he wants to do it by making beards the majority. And pushing down all people who don't have beards.
Ooh. Not
oppression.
At all.
Oppression.
Nothing short of oppression.
Christ.
I threaten to get rid of Platypi, and I am strung up as some sort of hate monger. And you try to put down those who can't grow beards, and you get touted as a hero. I don't appreciate this.
Sounds like a modern-day Hitler.
Well, he does, we'll see what the fans think on the forums.
Oh, yes. A chemistry student in the Ukraine was found dead with his jaw blown off by what is believed to be exploding chewing gum.
Wait, was there an edit there somewhere? What happened?
You guys had done your thing. You were done. There was like a genuine pause. Blang, new topic.
It was like 2 seconds.
Genuine pause. Do I have to repeat myself?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah,
you might as well go.
Because you guys are being bad broadcasters. All right. Fucking assholes. A chemistry student in the Ukraine was found dead with his jaw blown off. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
But what is by what is believed to be exploding chewing gum.
Wow.
Good prank.
Yeah.
Decent prank.
Gone awry, possibly.
Very awry.
No,
much awry.
Like, evidently, he, like... Like to dip chewing gum in citric acid.
Right.
Why?
They, like, it just, I don't know, for taste reasons, like lemon, I guess, and stuff. He had like a little ramekin of it. And so he'd be at his computer and dip it in that and chew gum like that. But I guess this particular day, he also had some like liquid explosive like material.
Huh, that's good.
And he really was like not paying attention and dipped it in and
started chewing his
jaw
it,
off.
And
did he survive?
No.
Oh.
What do you want?
No.
Oh, no.
It's all of
them. I didn't expect him to. I just thought if he did, that'd be cool and that would suck.
I mean, he probably lived a bit.
Oh, my
a bit God. To realize his mistake.
Right.
We're like, oh, dang.
Enough to say, oh, shit, what did I do?
Hey, a couple seconds to laugh at the fact that you really only think that the dipping it in the wrong thing happens in the movies. It's the old American Pie going for the lube and getting the super glue trick.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's the same. It came from the Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
I think the same guy who reached into the toilet for $20 was from the Ukraine. He got his elbow stuck in the toilet. They had to like hammer the toilet apart and shit to get him out.
Well, this just in. The Ukraine added to the list.
No.
If I'm king.
They got some sick dogs there.
What the fuck does that mean?
They have like a lot of like... Dude, they have a lot of city dogs, man, that place. Like, the dogs in, like, Moscow and Ukraine stuff, they're getting smarter. Like, they can even ride the subways now. They're like living on the outskirts of the cities. That's like where they live in the abandoned like houses. But they've learned to like get up in the morning, get on a subway, and go to the inner city where all the people are.
For food?
For food. And what they do is, too, they have a new way of hunting now, too.
No
they,
way.
They wait for like a
These
guy
are
to
dogs,
get up.
Right?
Yeah, all those stray dogs. They wait for a guy to get like a hot dog. He'll like walk away, and the dog will like walk up behind him and just like bark really loud. It'll scare him, and he'll drop the food, and he'll like eat it really quick. And wow. All the dogs in Moscow and stuff are doing that now. It's the new rave thing to do if you're a Moscow dog.
Dog community.
So like you go there, go to the city, eat some food, take the subway home.
Right, see the sights.
Yeah, it's really a trip. It's like they're going to work.
Wife and kids, tough day at work.
Frankie, yeah. I'm with you. I think the Ukraine would be wiped out in my kingdom as well.
The stray dogs.
Whoa, I kind of liked it.
The stray dogs are leapfrogging the people.
Yeah, they're too fucking smart.
We're about 5 years away from those stray dogs going into practice.
Right. I'll admit, when I was reading the article, there was a funny picture. There was on the subway, there was a dog taking up two spots on the subway, and there was a homeless man on the floor sleeping below it.
Shut up.
Wow.
It's over. We shouldn't even wait for me to be king. We got to get rid of the Ukraine.
I'm just saying, I did see that picture.
But you said this is also in Moscow, too, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Do you remember a while ago when we started talking about our Tenacious D rock off?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
It's been a while. It seems like I would have a clip, by the way that you said that, of us talking about it. I don't. All right. So let's press
Probably
on.
Probably in episode one somewhere.
Well, I remember we started talking about who's better at singing the songs.
Yeah,
because
we all noticed that we were fans of Tenacious D.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
And I think anybody who smokes would be a fan of Tenacious D. If you're not, you're a bad person.
And we thought, like, we appreciate them and stuff. Yeah. And we all fancy ourselves the linguists. We have podcasts and stuff talking about our linguistic prowess.
Oh yeah.
So
such prowess.
I think we decided to try to have a rock off Tenacious D style.
Go on.
No, it's okay. Oh, I'll say. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I say the rock off should finally begin, and it should go down at Frankapalooza.
Very nice.
Yes. I'm throwing the gauntlet down.
So next weekend,
glove.
Or I guess this upcoming weekend, based on when you're listening to this show.
Yes.
We will be up in Big Bear for Frankapalooza, my birthday. Yes, I have named my birthday weekend after myself. I was ashamed for a short period of time. I've decided not to be.
Oh, I love
because
it.
Because at least I'm not paraplegic. So we will be up there, ooh, both shows.
And you can hunt, by the way.
I can hunt.
If you so choose.
Without a breathing tube.
Yeah.
It's called being a real man.
And human. But go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the entire Open Fly Network will be up there for this thing. And during that time, we'll be busting a mindfuck nut on you.
That's right. Ooh. 2010.
And then on this show, we will drop that Tenacious D rock off.
Oh, yeah. And I will win. And I will be victorious.
So we slaved for quite a while deciding on the rules and kind of what we're going to do.
Rules.
And we came down to drawing a couple songs out of a hat to determine which one we would sing.
All right.
And the songs we have are Kyle Quit the Band, Tribute, Classico, Fuck Her Gently, and Wonder Boy.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a motley crew of songs.
So I guess we'll go around the table, starting with our guest. Are you good with that?
Oh, okay.
All right.
He will be drawing to see which song is his.
Can you see these?
Yeah, I'll just pick.
Yeah,
Chris
just pick
from
one.
Unrestrained Radio, pulling out of the hat right now.
What is he
going to be singing?
Tribute.
Tribute.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Suck it.
Very nice.
Fuck.
I will pick next. I will shuffle.
The dubious John himself now pulling out of the bag.
Yes.
Let's see what it is. It
big
is
money,
Classico.
Classico. For John.
And then Frankie would be next.
I will be pulling from the bag right now.
Don't pull out too quick. Take your time. Take your time.
No, you have to pull out quick. It's the only way to get it done.
Unwrapping this.
Yeah, that's true.
And I have picked Kyle Quit the Band.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go. All right.
What the fuck?
Least.
Yeah, serious.
What
left.
Is
dubious
it?
Axel.
Everything else gone.
It is. He's taking his time.
Jesus.
Wonder Boy.
Tenacious D, well represented.
You
in
look,
this
you look disappointed over there.
Well,
with
I don't
Wonder
know.
Boy.
For some reason, at the last like second, I was gonna be like tribute, and then
it's impossible. Really,
Purple Parrot, Chris over there.
Yes,
that's okay though. I'll rock.
So there we go. So how is this gonna go down then?
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
I think we decided on about a minute of each song, just so we're not rambling on.
Right.
And then the loser of the competition, based on the crowd's response. While we're singing,
how about the however long the shortest song is? Because I think classical is only like a minute 30.
Yeah, classical right, is
so,
very short.
So you should just do the whole song.
Okay,
and well, then a everyone minute does of it would be the whole song anyway. Yeah, so
it all works out.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah,
roughly that's
so. Yeah, we'll end up
like,
having
is
about
it
a
like 60 seconds the end? And do we get to choose which 60
that's
seconds?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah,
which part
then
of the
like
song,
how do you choose? Like,
if you can edit the song, go for it.
Yeah. Edit the song.
Feel you free know? To bring an edited version of the song.
Exactly. Or pay Frankie to do it.
No. No. You guys don't have enough money.
What the fuck?
I got other shit to worry about. All right? I got 20 people.
All right, so do you get extra points for going over the minute then?
No. No,
you
no it's crowd response.
You get docked points.
It's crowd response.
Yeah, the crowd is going to go, woo!
Well, then what
know?
If they woo an encore? I'm just saying, like, if I go
who
2 minutes,
think you are Axel.
I'm just saying, if I do the whole song, I think I automatically win.
No,
bitches.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
Bitches,
no.
Bitches. No. Extra credit
this is
for the win.
He spun out of control.
Yeah. Anyways, but the loser will end up. What will he do, Axel?
He has to drink profusely, and then.
I think then, we have a technical measurement of the, you know, profuse drinking.
Yeah.
And then he has to sing, like, a really
Master
throat-intensive song, Master Exploder.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's going to, like...
Really? Wild gargling semen, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
And this is all... Well, except for that gargling semen part. This is all taking place on the Open Fly Mindfuck.
On the Mindfuck, we will have the punishment for the loser.
That's right.
Yes.
Of the Tenacious D Rock-Off. They will be doing a full Alice beer bong.
Yes.
Which we will go into detail on the Mindfuck as to just what that entails.
We'll
it's
give
quite
you,
a beer bong.
Yeah, we'll probably end up giving them a picture of it on the forums.
Yeah. With a scale, too. We'll like hold it up next to an elephant or something.
Is it that big?
I like my song. I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
I am
too. I can definitely deal with Kyle quit the band.
Yeah, I enjoy my song.
Ja, dude.
So... so... How do you guys feel about a father speaking only Klingon to his son for the first 3 years of his life?
Yeah. Child abuse.
Is that what you
that's
were
right, it's on the screen right here. Sweet. I have like a bunch. I was like, I'll do that one next. That's awesome. Wow.
Child abuse.
Yeah. Child abuse, you think so?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what? Okay. It happened in Minnesota, USA.
Of course.
And
didn't happen in the Ukraine?
He didn't.
Yeah. Moscow?
No. Yeah, serious.
Platypi?
He didn't do it to, you know, fuck with his kid. He just did it to see if his kid could pick up another language as if, you know, it was a normal language.
Like Klingon.
Teach him Spanish.
Yeah. English, maybe.
Here's the problem with Klingon.
It's an extreme language, so I can see he was just trying to see if he would pick it up, and the kid was starting to pick it up.
It's
was
a
like,
language nonetheless, though.
He will pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The case is already closed on that one, but if you teach that kid Klingon, he's not getting laid.
What? That's a claim to fame, man.
Yeah.
Especially when he speaks Klingon. English, like, yeah, you just kind of bust
especially
it out.
Especially when he speaks
You know anyone English. Who speaks Klingon, Chris?
Yeah.
I think I do, too. They get laid?
No.
Case closed.
You guys don't know anything.
You really know
Star Trek chicks
Klingon?
Are wild.
Listen. I don't think it's a bad thing.
You don't think it's a bad thing?
I think it's better than speaking like Elvish or some shit to your kid.
What?
It's how does that make it better?
How does it make it better?
Just want to see if we
it's
can make
alien.
You talking.
Alien's way better.
Don't ask me questions.
How's this going for you, John?
Who the hell are you to ask me questions?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Boy. God damn it, guest on this show.
You're right.
But, I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting. No, I'm not against it. Totally.
No, I was for it, too. I thought it was cool. He should have kept going.
Yeah, for sure.
Please don't do it. I mean, what if you're going that far, just keep it alive until someone just like stops.
PSA, please don't do it to your kids.
Don't. PSA. I would love to like see a kindergarten teacher accept some kid that, you know, speaking Klingon.
Just go, 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 go. He's not like fake Klingon.
Exactly.
Jeez. That'd be awesome.
It's over for this kid.
We're going to have to
It's over for this kid.
But you don't even know the Klingon culture. Like, it wouldn't be. Like, if they try to beat him
up. It's not about the culture. It's about the language.
It's about the... Nah, dude. You can't speak the language without knowing the culture. It's all about killing people and stuff. So I'm just saying, like, if you speak Klingon, you're going to, like, be... Okay.
Right, so he either doesn't get laid and hangs out in his dad's basement, or he doesn't get laid and he shoots up his school like Columbine, because that's what the language is all about.
The CIA is swooping him up long before then. He speaks Klingon.
Actually.
He's on the Klingon list.
That kid should already be arrested. What is he, like three? They already know he's going to be fucked up, so just take him in right now. Life without parole.
I was reading this intense article about why this guy, he avoided a doctor, seeing doctors for 64 years.
He avoided a doctor?
Yeah, he didn't see
64 years.
Yeah, he didn't see one at all. It's because he was an Auschwitz survivor, and Dr. Mengele stole his kidney without using any anesthetic.
I feel bad for laughing.
I know. I know, that's what I said. Like, I was reading it, like, that's intense.
Laughter turned quick to sadness.
Uh-huh. But, like, you know, like... Mengele, he was like the guy who did all the crazy experiments on like Jewish people in Auschwitz and stuff. And he was just like one of the people who survived this, but he did go into go experiments and stuff. And he said one of the things he had to do was like sit in a tub of like ice all night and just see how he would react to it. And then he had to get his kidney taken out with no anesthetic.
And
he remembered it.
Jeez, what a man.
I know. But I was saying like after that, he like escaped basically, or it was shut down, I think. And then... 64 years, never went to any other doctors, and he's still alive and stuff. And he finally went because he was starting to have some heart trouble, and they fixed him up.
Wow.
And that's
how
when
old
he,
was
and,
he?
85.
Wow. How old was he when he was there?
64, so 21.
Shit.
Yeah.
And never seen a doctor.
Since, man. It scared the shit out of him. Wouldn't just, like, God, it scared the crap out of me.
I wonder what he eats.
That's, like, that's how his story came out, is when he finally had to go into the doctor, he told the doctor his story. That's how it kind of came out.
That's unbelievable. But I guess it kind of is. Like, you just see, like, the lab coat and everything. And it's like people who have been in, like, really bad car accidents.
Yeah.
They, like, might see one in, like, a movie or something like that and then freak out.
Yeah, no.
For sure.
I mean, totally.
I have a buddy like that.
Yeah.
He's odd.
Me too.
It's an odd experience.
He's not all there. Does he speak Klingon?
Yes, yes, he does, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
I don't think it's because of his car accident.
Well, thanks for joining us this episode. Thank you, Chris, for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, as always.
And I hope you enjoyed your song, your singing tribute.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll enjoy my Wonder Boy song.
As always, you can find us on thedubiousbakery.com and openflynetwork.com.
And you can search us on Facebook, be our Facebook friend. We have like 2,100 and counting now. So, join us there and listen to our archives. This is the first episode you're listening to.
And if you love all the hate that you heard this episode from Chris and I, definitely catch us on unrestrainedradio.com. Yeah, thank you.
Join our Facebook, dubiousbakers.com, Twitter as well, dubiousbakers.
And the forums, that's where all the super fans really are.
Join the forums. Have fun, folks. Thanks for joining us.
I love you.
Thank you. The weed and burp, okay. The weed and burp, come on. The weed and burp, come on. The weed and burp, we let them have it for the money and the weed and burp. I'm all up in your ear, nigga, listen. It's time to cut bait and start fishing.